I'm Conor Gearty. I'm Professor of Human Rights Law at the London School of Economics, LSE, and also, more recently, have begun as Director of LSE's Institute for Public Affairs. Wolfson is 50 years old, and it seemed to me a nice basis for thinking about changes in my own special field, which, looking at it broadly, is law, human rights law, over the last 50 years. So I've decided to look at certain areas and see how they have grown in the last 50 years, but without assuming that everything's got better, if you know what I mean. So engaging in it kind of critically. Wolfson was founded in 1965, and there were some important legal developments that began then. Two in particular, for example, the first race relations bill, and also the first time the government decided individuals should be allowed to take them, that is the government, the state, the United Kingdom, to the European Commission on Human Rights and the European Court of Human Rights. And so it struck me as a nice route in to considering how things have changed in the last 50 years, to track these two. And then also, 1965 was the year in which the second president of the college, David Williams, my research supervisor, wrote his first book, which was on secrecy and national security. And of course, these secrecy and national security are also huge issues of the day. So the topics, in a way, chose themselves. I came here from Ireland, where I qualified as a solicitor, in 1980, and I was doing a master's. And to be perfectly honest with you, I couldn't remember which college I'd applied to. And I showed up late, and it flabbergasted me. It was completely different than I expected, in a way that very quickly revealed itself to me as incredibly wonderful and by far the luckiest mistake I'd ever made.